Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for being saved today. I thank God for being on the Lord's side. I thank God for the process. Amen? Amen. I thank God for the process. I thank God for the learning. I thank God for the growing. I thank God for everything in between. Amen? Amen. Amen. God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. And I know, you know, I just did that because, you know, we have testimony service, or testimony is part of our service, and we do that to give you a chance to tell of God's goodness and to come to God amongst your fellow brothers and sisters in prayer for certain things. And you know, sometimes we sit back there and we say to ourselves, well, you know, what I'm going through, it's not really that important. It's not really that, you know, it's not really that big of a deal. It's not really, it's not like what they're going through, or it's not like, so I really don't really have nothing to say, but the devil is a lie. Amen. It's not the matter of importance to in regards to anybody else's, but amen, it's what you're going through right now, and we got to get into the habit of just being thankful, amen, and just continuing to tell God how thankful we are for the different things in our lives, because if we don't stay on that path, if we don't continue to do so, we get overwhelmed by our challenges. We get overwhelmed by our circumstances. We get overwhelmed by the things that are happening in our lives, and we deceive ourselves by thinking that not much is going right for me right now. Not much is going my way. Not much, there's a lot of things against me, but that's only because you haven't been focusing on what's for you. It's only because you're putting more emphasis on the struggles. You're putting more, you're making the mountain bigger than it seems to be, because all your focus is on the challenges. All your focus is on the circumstances. All your focus is on the hard things that you're going through right now, when your focus should be on... Amen? The Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Yes. Yes. Amen? I always think about it from, you know, from when you're younger, you got the biggest guy on the block on your side. Amen? You remember how we all used, there was always one guy that nobody wanted to mess with? He's on your side. He's walking along with you. If God be for you, who can be against you? I don't, things that you can stack all the problems up, you can stack all the challenges up, you can stack all the things that you're going through right now, and I'm not mitigating any of them. I'm sure that they're difficult, I'm sure that they're hard, and I'm sure that, you know, it's affecting you in a very real way, but none of that stuff can measure up to God in your life, to Jesus on your side. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen? Look at somebody and say, I'm an overcomer today. Come on, tell somebody, I'm an overcomer today. Amen. Amen. I've been through some things. I've overcame some things, not because of me, but because of Jesus in my life. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel like the Lord is going to take me on like a Holy Ghost rant today. So before I just get going, I just want to give you a scripture so you can, Jeremiah 29 and 11, if you could just write it down or put it in your phone, I want you to be able to reference it through the week. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Find it in your Bibles or your phone or whatever you're using to get to the scriptures today. If you could go to Jeremiah 29 and 11. God bless you. Now, the King James Version that I'm looking at right now says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end." Amen? Anybody got a version different than that? Jeremiah 29 and 11. Nice and loud, please. Amen. Amen. Now that's something he's talking about, you know, that's something you can use as encouragement throughout the week. Amen? The thoughts he has toward you are thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. And see, that's the thing. We have to understand, in the midst of our circumstances, in the midst of the things that we're going through, we can never lose sight of the fact that in the end, we win. Amen? In the end, you come out victorious if you have Jesus in your life. How many have Jesus in their life today? Huh? So if you have Jesus in your life, in the end, I don't care what you're going through. Amen? In the end, you win. It's important that we remind ourselves of that sometimes when we're in the struggle. And let me tell you something else about the struggle. My experience in my own life, in seeing other people's lives, and even what the Bible says is, when you're really going through, I mean, when you got it all on your plate, when you're really in the struggle, that usually means that something good is about to happen. Amen? You never get to the good part until you go through the struggle. Amen? It's almost like, think of it like a baby being born. There's a struggle that happens. Amen, women? And you might say, well, this one came out fast, real easy. That was okay. This one was a little longer. But still, for 9 months, you carried that baby. Amen? So whether you had a smooth, quick delivery or you had a long, drawn-out delivery, whatever the case may be, there was a struggle before the blessing. The blessing. Amen. Remind yourself, that was a blessing. I don't care how much they're working your nerves right now, that was a blessing. I don't care how much they're asking you for money and doing this and that and doing everything opposite of what you taught them, it's still a blessing. Your blessing. Your blessing. Your blessing that God entrusted you with. Amen? But there was a struggle first. It's important that you understand that, because if you understand that, then sometimes, call me crazy, but you can get excited when you're in the midst of the struggle. See, we don't do that too often. We don't do that too often. What we do is we cry and moan and complain and wonder and doubt and fear and do all that through the struggle. But if we really knew how God worked, we could get excited in the midst of the struggle. Amen? See, what happens is, if this is, you know, it's Sunday, it's football, right? If this is the goal line, you see, in football, what happens is the closer you get to the goal line, the harder it becomes to get over, because you have less field to work with. So everybody's bunched together. When you're way back there, we got all kinds of space to work with. But when we get close to the goal line, everybody's boxed up and everybody, it's hard to get over that goal line. But what you got to understand is, you're so close. In the midst of how hard it is right now, you're so close. So the enemy wants to fill your head and bring you down with how hard it is right now, and he wants you to give up when you were so close. All you had to do was go a little bit farther, and you're, woo, touchdown. Amen? Amen? Any struggle that we go through, while it's hard, we don't like it, we wish it didn't happen, but any struggle that we go through, when we get done with it, when we come out on the other side, we're stronger, we're wiser, and we're better for it. Amen? Every one of you could tell me about a struggle you've had in your life, and while you were going through it, you didn't think there was no way out. But God. She just said Nate has a job. Nate was incarcerated not too long ago. Amen? Do you understand that there's nothing too hard for God? I heard her say he not only has one job, he's got two jobs. Amen? There's nothing too hard for God. I don't care what you're going through. Now listen. We got to start learning how to appreciate the time. Appreciate the season that you're in. Think about it. Appreciate the season that you're in. I already gave you a scripture, right? So if I don't say no more scripture, you can't talk about me when you leave, say I didn't give you no scripture. I already gave you a scripture. Appreciate the season that you're in, because this is what we do. We do the opposite. If you think about it, think back to when you were real little. You don't have to think back that far. Amen? But think back to when you were real little. You were just a little toddler, right? You were dying to get bigger. I can't wait till I get bigger, right? I'm dying to get bigger. I'm dying to hang out with the bigger kids, right? We get up to elementary school, and I'm dying to get out of elementary school so I can get to high school. I want to go to high school with the cool kids. I'm dying to get to high school, get out of this little elementary school that I'm in. And then we get into high school, and we do that for, and we're dying to get to college, or we're dying to get done with high school. Amen? Just dying to get there. And then we get to college, and then we're just dying for college to be over so that we can get on with our lives, so that we can have a real job and make some real money. And then we're dying to get married so we can have some children. Amen? And then after we have the children, we're dying for the children to get older so they can leave. Amen? Huh? And then we've had this job for quite a while now. We're dying to get to the point where I can retire so I don't have to work no more. And guess what? The next phase, you're just dying. You're dying. You see what I'm saying? Listen, what you all could probably attest to was, man, when you got a little older, you're like, oh, man, I missed those days when I was little. I missed those days when I was running around the neighborhood and playing with my friends and doing it. I didn't have a care in the world. I missed those days. I missed those days in elementary school. I missed those days in high school. I missed those days in college. I missed those days when the kids were young and they actually listened to you and needed you. Amen? I miss those days. The problem is we complain all through those times. We complain. Yeah. When the babies were young and doo-doo in their diaper, oh, you did it again. We're complaining. I got to change another diaper. And now you wish you could change a diaper. Right? So what I'm trying to say is don't let the devil steal the season that you're in. Wherever you are in life, whatever phase you are, learn to be in the moment and enjoy it. Don't rush it. Don't rush it. Amen? Because what you learn as you go on is that You were dying to get here, dying to get there, dying to do this, and what you really should have been is enjoying each phase. Amen? Because another thing the enemy tries to do, or he does, not tries to do, he does, is he distracts us. Amen? At the end of every baseball game this summer, I had to do a couple reads. One was for drunk driving. If you've been drinking, please don't drive, get a ride. And the other one was CSEA reminds you, don't drive distracted, let's all get home safely. Right? Because distracted driving is a big thing these days, right? Because everybody's trying to drive and text, drive and look at their phone, drive and talk on the phone. And so distracted driving is a big issue these days. Because what happens when you take your eyes off the road and you put it on something else? Then you take your eyes back here and boom, you've done crashed, right? That's what happens when you get distracted. Well, the enemy does the same thing to us in life. He tries to get us distracted. God bless you. Amen? He tries to get us distracted. But we got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God has an expected end in store for us. Amen? You see, the enemy will get you fighting against the wrong enemy. Just about every Sunday school that there ever was taught a story that's in the Bible about David and Goliath, right? Everybody remembers the story of David and Goliath, right? The little guy against the big guy, shoots him with the stone, right? And conquers the big guy, right? Great story in the Bible. We all teach it. But did you know that that almost didn't happen? If you read in Daniel, the third chapter, you'll find that David had an older brother, and it's spelled E-L-I-A-B, a lot strong or something like that. He had an older brother. What happened was, he was big and tall and strong, right? And what happened was, they had all found out about Goliath, and they were all kind of huddling to figure out what they're going to do, and David comes down, you know, little David, the little guy that nobody wants to pay attention to. He comes down, and he kind of, you know, joins in the conversation. So what are we going to do? And the big brother looks at David and says, what are you doing here? What you got no business with this, and who's watching the sheep? In other words, mind your business. You have no business here. What are you doing? So David and his older brother, his flesh and blood, they're arguing about why David is there. Do you see how the enemy was trying to distract David? Now listen, those of you that are married, if there's a lot of, I understand that disagreements are going to happen. Things are going to, you know, there's going to be struggles throughout the time, but if you find yourself fighting and arguing too much with each other, the enemy's trying to distract you. Amen? Because, and if that happens, you got to call a timeout and you got to say, wait a second, I can't be arguing with the person that I'm supposed to be fighting for. Y'all supposed to be fighting for each other. Amen? Y'all supposed to be fighting for each other, not against each other. So if there's too much fighting against each other, you know the enemy has distracted you. Because if you're fighting against each other, you're not fighting against him. Amen? And I'll tell you what. I know what I'm talking about. I had to struggle. I mean, you all know my story. And people will say, well, are you still going to be able to teach on marriage? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. The devil tried to tell me, no, you can't do that now, but yes, I can. Amen? I would challenge anybody to give better marital advice than me. It might be as good, but not better. Amen? Because I know what I'm talking about. I've been through it. I know the do's and the don'ts. I know what has to happen. Amen? So I am not going to hold back and tell you what the God wants me to tell you just because I went through what I went through. Amen? If you're arguing too much with each other, you're arguing, you're distracted. Call a timeout. You're supposed to be fighting for each other, not against each other. And what Sister Camille said to you about your struggle is true. We have to hand it over. We have to hand it over. Hand it over to the one that can do something about it. Amen? Amen? Give me your phone for just a second, please. Just as simple as you handed me that phone, you can hand over whatever you're going through to God. Just as simple. And guess what? This is the thing. A lot of times we don't want to, you know, we say, well, there's no need for me to really tell God what I'm going through because God knows everything. He already knows what I'm going through. Yes, he does. But this is the reason why he wants you to tell him about it and give it to him. Because when you tell him about it and give it to him, now he feels like you're depending on me for help. Yes. Amen? Amen? I could know what your problems are, but until you ask me to help me with your problems, huh? Amen. It's not that I don't know. God knows everything you're going through. He saw it coming before you did. He knows exactly where you are right now. He knows how to get you through it. It's not that he doesn't know, but he wants you to say, help me. And when you say, help me, he's going to say, I will help you if you give it to me. In other words, don't ask me to help you if you're not going to let me.
Yep, that's it. Amen.
You ever been there?
Yes.
Somebody asks you to help. I need help. Okay, what do you need? I need help with this. Okay, let me show you. No, I don't want to do it that way. Why are you asking me to help you then? I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to show you what you need to do. But because you don't want to do it that way or you want to do it a different way, I can't help you.
Yep, that's it.
Amen? There's a saying that says, the teacher will arrive when the student is ready. Amen? The teacher knows and can teach it to you, but the teacher will arrive when the student is ready. In other words, until you get to the point where you say, help and open up or give it up, then we can learn a lesson. But only then. Amen? You can cry help all your life, but until you give it over to him.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Even though God knows about it, he sees it, he loves it. See, all God wants from us is for us to depend fully on him. That's all he wants. That's all he wants. He wants to know that you fully depend on him. Man, he gets excited when you give him your struggles. He gets excited when those things that you've been trying to figure out, that you've been trying to work out, that you've been trying to pray about, that you've been trying to read about and self-help and all this different stuff, God says, if you would just give it to me, the author and finisher of your faith, the lover of your soul, the one who died for your life,
yes.
The one that conquered the enemy and overcame the world, if you would just give it to him,
yes.
Nothing too hard for him. He can help you at the later stages of your life. He can help you in the middle parts of your life. God, help you in the beginning parts of your life. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. But you got to know that you 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 know that God has an expected end for you. And that in the end, you win. You have the victory. I know sometimes right now when you're going through the struggle and it's been really hard, it doesn't feel like it. It doesn't seem like it. But we're not based on what we feel and what we seem. We're based on what we know. We know. We know that in the end, we win. Y'all remember the story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Those three guys? Huh? When King Nebuchadnezzar said everyone's going to bow to this image, when the sound goes, everyone's going to bow to this image, and if you don't bow to this image, trouble's in on your doorstep, right? And they said, you know, with all due respect, we respect you for who you are, but we cannot bow to that image. The only one we'll bow to is our God. And they took a stand, and he got so upset that he ordered the people that worked for him to throw them into the furnace, into a fiery furnace. And they went in there, and they turned it up 7 times hotter, thinking that they would die in there. Sometimes the enemy thinks you're going to die in your struggle, but what he doesn't realize, well, he does, but you need to realize that you're not in there alone. You see, if you take a stand for God, if you know that 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 God is on your side, that there's nothing too hard for him, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, that I have overcome the world by Jesus Christ. If you know that and you stand on that, what happens is they look into the fiery furnace, they turned it up 7 times hotter, and they said, oh my goodness, we threw in 3 and it looks like there's 4 in there. And the fourth one, it looks like the Son of God.
Amen.
Huh? When you stand for God, he stands with you. I don't care what you're going through. And they brought those guys out of there. You've dealt with fire all your life, right? Just imagine being in a fiery house. The flames are as hot as they brought those 3 guys out of there. And guess what? Not only were they not burned? Not one hair on their head was singed. They came out the way they went in because Jesus Christ was in there with them. And guess what? Not only did they make that stand for God, not only did God bring them out, but afterwards the king says, from now on, these fellas are promoted. And we're going to follow that God because I've never seen a God like that before. Amen?
Amen.
Amen? People are watching you. People are watching you. They want to see how you go through the struggle, especially the ones that know you real well. They want to see how you're going to go through the struggle. You still going to be smiling? You're still going to be talking about that Jesus that you be telling me about all the time? Huh? Telling me I got to come to church all the time, telling me I got to get saved, and now you're going through something. Now what you're going to do? They're watching you. Don't just talk about it. Be about it. Amen? Be about it. Live it. Some things are out of your control. Some things you've done all you could do, and there's nothing more. Some things are out of your control, but don't leave nothing on the table when it comes to you. Make sure you've done everything that you could do, everything that God and the Holy Spirit has led you to do. If you got to say I'm sorry, say I'm sorry. If you got to, whatever you got to do to fix it, whatever the Lord is telling you, whatever the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding you to do, do it. The outcome's out of your hands. He'll take care of all that. Amen? If God be for you, who can be against you? How many of you are going through a little something right now? You You hurting her over there? Listen, we've said it once, we've said it before. In this life, you shall have tribulation, right? It's just life. You shall have it. No one's exempt. Mine might be a little different than yours, but no one's exempt. We are going to have tribulation. We are going to have problems. We are going to have struggles. But the key is not magnifying the struggles, not magnifying what you're going through, but magnifying the one that can do something about it. Amen? Sometimes you run into people and they'll spend an hour or more telling you about what they're going through. Amen? They'll tell you the whole story from A to Z of everything that they're going through right now. But instead of magnifying the situation, magnify the one that can do something about it. Yeah, I'm struggling, but I thank God. I thank God that he's brought me through it all. And there's got to be something coming my way because I'm on the 1 yard line right now. Amen? Think about, go back and give yourself a history lesson. Think about the things that you've been through in the past, those things that at the time were so difficult, at the time they were so hard, you didn't see your way out, but now you look back on it and you're wiser, you're stronger, you're more experienced, you're better for it. Whatever happened, whatever the outcome was, you learned something. You're a little farther down the road in the race. Amen? Don't get distracted. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the cross. Keep your eyes. Look to Jesus, from which cometh your help. Your help comes from where? The Lord. Nowhere else. Nowhere else. He's not a way. He's the way. Amen? People will give you different ways. You can do this, you can do that, you can go this way, you can go that way. No, Jesus is not a way, he's the way, the one and only way. There's no other way. No other way. No other way. He's the way. He's the way. Keep focused on the task at hand. And while you're doing it, appreciate the season that you're in. Whatever season of life that you're in right now, don't, we all know that time goes by so fast, right? We think about it. Just yesterday, I was 40. Just yesterday. It seems like just yesterday. I can remember like yesterday. You know how time flies like that. Well, whatever stage of life you're in right now, if you're spending all your time concentrating and magnifying the problems and the challenges, you miss out on that phase that you're in. And every phase is a blessing. Even the ones that are getting older and have all the pains and all the, and they can't do it, it's still a blessing. Blessing to be at that age that you can share wisdom, that you can help somebody that's coming along, you know, been there, can't tell going there how to get there, right? Right? So we got to tell, you know, going there how to get there. Share your wisdom. Share your experiences. It's such a blessing. Every phase that you're in, don't miss it. Don't miss it. Because it'll be over like that. Amen? It'll be over like that. Don't magnify the problems, magnify the problem solver. Amen? Stand on what you know and not what you see or feel. Stand on what you know. Did Jesus die for you? Does he love you? Has he proven his love to you? Has he ever failed you? Has he ever lied to you? Has he ever let you down? Seems like somebody to hang out with. Amen? Because How many other people you found like that? Huh? Don't drive distracted. Don't live distracted. Don't live distracted. Keep your eyes focused on the Savior. Let us stand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, bless your name, Lord Jesus. You're worthy of the praise, worthy of the glory. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Hey, bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, God is exalted. The devil is defeated. We have the victory in Jesus. That struggle that you've been going through, we have the victory. Tell yourself, I got the victory. God is going to bring me out. God is going to bring me through. Understand blessing. Understand blessings. Let me just say this before we leave. Understand blessings. A lot of times we ask for God to bless us. We ask God to send us a blessing that's coming to us. But God don't bless like that. He blesses through us. Do you understand? Anything that he blesses you with, he blesses it to go through you. Because if it just goes to you, it stops right there. But he blesses you, whatever he blesses you with, whatever he blesses, so start praying for the blessings that'll go through you and bless somebody else. And not just to you. Because to you is just about you. But in this walk, it's not about you. It's always about him and his purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Help us, Lord, to keep our focus on you. Help us to enjoy, to be in the moment, to seize the day, to seize the moment, to be present. Help us to be present all throughout the day, because there's always opportunities that we miss when we're not present, when our mind is up to stay in the, when we're worrying about tomorrow that's not even here yet. What you have for us now, while we trust where we're going. Lord, some of us in here right now, the challenges that we have involve others that aren't here, our family members, our friends, our loved ones. Lord, whatever the situation is, there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing that you can't work out. There's nothing that you can't fix. Lord, help us to give it to you completely and allow you to work it out the way, however you want to do it. Thank you, Jesus. Bless those ones that are in the struggle with us. Bless those ones that we're struggling with. Bless those ones that are affecting the struggle. Help us to not be distracted, but help us to be focused, not on the struggle, not on the problem, but on you, the problem solver, the lover of our souls, the one who died for us, the one that loved us so much that gave his only begotten life, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Help us to stay laser focused on you, and not get distracted in any way, shape, or form. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We glorify you. We ask you to bless all of our families, our extended families, our friends, anyone that we're associated with. Lord, help us to not be the problem. Help us. You have given us the ministry of reconciliation. Help us to be the peacemakers. Help us not to add to the problem, but to be part of the solution. Help us, Lord, to be able to smile through it. Hey, to be able to trust through it. Thank you, Jesus. To be able to stand on your word through it, Lord. Help us to be good representation of you in Jesus' name. We have the victory. We can see God working it out for us right now. We have the victory. Lord, we give it over to you. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Come on, give somebody a hug and tell them you love them. And there ain't nothing they can do about it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.